Okay, guys, I'm live. I don't know why this isn't showing me on Facebook. I'm sorry. I've tried to fix it. It will not allow me to go live. And we've got to send Dr. Madey. Let's hope she gets this, guys. The new link. So give me one sec here. I apologize. Let's hope she gets this. Let's hope so, guys. I'm back. Okay. Now I know I restarted it and all the sound went on me. I've just No, Dr. Madey has the whole old stream link. So let's hope she gets this. I just sent it to her and said, we've got a new stream link. Yeah, I don't know why it did that. I've been having some strange stuff happen with my phone. Like I've been thinking somebody's trying to hack into my phone is what's been happening. Sorry, guys. You're here. You're here. You're in the right spot. Let's hope Dr. Madey find the right link because I had to send her another link because the one that I had was not broadcasting properly. It was, hi, Effie, thanks for finding me. It was, I don't know what happened to my Facebook account. Now let's hope Dr. Madey can find the link because I just emailed her a new link and I have no other way to get a hold of her. So let's hope she should be here. No, she said, let's hope she didn't try and join us. I'll see if she messaged me. And I'm so sorry, guys, this is really odd. Linda can probably tell you this. I know Jane has seen my show before. Poor Joe, I just dumped him off. Like he couldn't hear me. So let me make sure this got sent through to her. But this is what happens with live radio. Sometimes this happens. Nothing or podcasting. It sent through to her. I put new link, had to rebroadcast stream. So hopefully she'll have it. I think she will because she's got to go to the link anyways to get it. So we'll just have to hang tight, guys. She had another commitment before. So she said it was probably going to be about 15, 20 minutes. So I'm glad you guys could find me. Hi, Michelle. Welcome. We finally found some people back here after all that. I don't know what it is, guys. You know, I like truth seeking, not conspiracy theory, but I have had some strange stuff happening with my phone. Text messages that are coming in the middle of the night that were sent the morning. Hi, Judy. Good. You found your way back. In the middle of the night. Let's hope Dr. Madey can find the link. You guys are going to send some good juju out there. I'm sure she will because that's how she has the link, the old link. So I just sent it very quickly and said, hey, we got a new, if it wasn't weird, it wouldn't be normal for me. Yeah, you know that. You know that. So I don't know what's been happening. Like it's been like maybe somebody was trying to hack my phone. I'll have to check my activity afterwards. But anytime I'm watching something that has some truth in it, my iPhone goes into what's called the spinning wheel of death. It goes completely black and it starts spinning for 1 to 5 minutes and my whole phone reboots. It looks like whatever I was watching wasn't there. I'm getting messages at all really weird hours from 3 days before. Like there was a couple other things that's really odd. Oh, I know what it was. Signing into a regular site that I go to, just a crafting site, and they made me put my password back in. They said, you're signing in for unknown IP address. So there you go. So we'll start off. We got a few new people here. Welcome to the show. We had a bit of a rough start there. My name's Lee Potvin, and I'm the host of the Angel Rock here. I'm Canadian. I'm a psychic medium. I'm also a crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner. I'm a spiritual teacher and mentor, and I'm also a registered nurse, which is going to come into a little bit of handiness tonight when we're talking to Dr. Carrie Madey, who is our guest. Now, let's hope she can find the link to the new link. I'm hoping she will. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep checking my email here just in case she messages me back. Normally, I have people on Messenger and we message back, but we did things a little differently tonight. That's okay. Anyways, we're broadcasting to you from New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana. You got to meet Joe Montaldo. He's the owner of UPRN. He has many great shows on here. His network's been around for a long time. We go to a lot of different countries. Now, normally, it's not confusing either because we broadcast on quite a few YouTube channels, but because of the nature of the topic this evening, we can't do it. We will get kicked off in a beat when we talk about it. So we're on for those of you that are listening but may want to watch the show. It's streaming on my Facebook profile under Laura Lee Podpin. It's also streaming on UFO Paranormal Radio, which is our main Facebook page. We have another one, Joe Montaldo, UFO Undercover, News on the Flip Side. We have quite a few. We also have a Twitch page, and it's also streaming on Twitter right now under UFO Paranormal Radio if you're looking for that. So, like I say, we're going to be talking from a day. Hopefully she got the link. We'll see. Like I said, it's sent. I'll make sure, just in my panic, that I sent it to the right email. Would that be funny if I didn't? The secretary would have got it. So let me see. No, it's hers. So, well, just hang on. I'm waiting for the knock, knock, knock here. As it is, I want to give a huge shout out to Kathy Belsky, who's a fellow lightworker on this network on Friday nights. Make sure to check her show out. Eastern, it comes on actually at midnight. So that would almost be going into Saturday. She's in beautiful Hawaii. She was so kind. Just in case if we had had any problems connecting, she would even have jumped in with me here tonight. So, but I think I can handle it. Keep talking. So I don't know. There's been quite a bit going on in the news, you guys. Some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. What about that strike with Southwest Airlines? Quite the interesting scenario. And I don't know if any of you guys follow Stu Peters or not, but him and Dr. Jane Ruby did quite the broadcast today about Southwest and a lot of things from whistleblowers working for a lot of the main airlines in the U.S. And some of the stuff that they're coming out with is pretty scary. So we'll have to see what happens with that. And for those of you that join late, if you're in Canada, happy Thanksgiving. It's actually Thanksgiving Monday here. You said there were 1,000 flights in Washington canceled and 900 in Florida. Yeah, because actually it was Kathy, when I mentioned Kathy Belsky I was talking to, she had mentioned. And then somebody else did from the U.S. And then I happened to see that broadcast by Stu Peters with Jane Ruby today. And it's pretty scary. Apparently a pilot within the last 2 weeks died while they were flying a flight. And I guess the pilot had to land the plane and they made an emergency stop. Now, there were people obviously on that flight. So I know that's what Stu Peters put out there. If you're on the flight, we'll maintain your identity or anybody else that wants to come forward and talk about this. So they were trying to blame it on the weather, I hear, but there's no problems with the weather. Because apparently in Florida, there was none whatsoever. Like you said, over 900 flights. You said you can hear, but the volume is low. Okay. Well, I can message Joe. Hey, Zach, nobody panic. Well, we had to restart because Facebook decided that I'll try and talk louder for you, Jen. Facebook decided that I was, my Facebook account was locked. I have no idea why. I've never had that done. And then as I went to try and fix it, while Joe was on here, our producer and owner of UPRN, all of a sudden he couldn't hear me and no, neither anybody else. So I had to restart the stream. We are waiting for Dr. Carrie Madej. I hope she got the new StreamYard link because the only way I can get a hold of her is through email. So I'm checking my messages as I'm talking to you guys. So like I said, there's been quite a bit of news that's been out there. And Dave, you say there's a lot of strong solar flares today too. Yep, that could definitely be contributing to it. So I'm checking. Like I said, she had another commitment before that I wasn't aware of. And that's okay because, I mean, she's so busy. We're so lucky that we even got her to come on today. So I don't, like I said, she may be just a few minutes late, or hopefully she'll check her email and see that. And because it definitely got sent to her. So we'll just keep checking. And as soon as I hear her, maybe what I'll do while we're waiting, she'll be able, oh, there she is right there. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got my message.
Yes, I did. How are you?
Because we started. I'm fine, thanks. So nice to meet you in person. I'm Laura Lee Podvin, and this is Dr. Carrie Madej. You've got lots of people here. They all found their way back to us. We're not on YouTube tonight. Okay. Now, you're no stranger to anybody on YouTube here, but on YouTube on my show, but I'm going to read your bio. Sorry, what a way to jump in, Dr. Carrie, right? Like, we're already in a show yapping away, and then.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, well, you know what it is with the guest on my show? It's all about you, your work, and I'm dying to talk to you about a lot of stuff. Okay. I introduce myself again, but we haven't met personally, guys. So I'm a registered nurse, but I'm also a psychic medium, crystal Reiki energy healer. I also very big activist. You were the first person I share with anybody, but we'll talk about why in a minute. So for any of you that don't know Dr. Carrie Madej, I'm sure she needs no introduction. She's originally from Dearborn, Michigan, and received her medical degree from Kansas City University of Medical Biosciences in 2001. She then completed her traditional internship at the medical center in Columbus, Georgia, an internal medicine residency at Mercer University in, I hope I say that, is it Mason or Macon?
Macon, like Macon.
Okay, since Georgia. Dr. Madej served as a private clinician and medical director of clinics in Georgia until 2015. Dr. Madej has also served as an attending physician for the Pennsylvania College of Osteopathic Medicine, Georgia campus, where she mentored students in clinical applications of internal medicine for 8 years. She has served as a public speaker and was featured in a documentary, The Marketing of Madness. Hello, puppy. Stay down. Sorry, guys. My dog always makes an appearance on the show about the overuse of prescription psychotropic medications. Dr. Madej now dedicates her time educating others on vaccines, nanotechnology, and human rights via multiple platforms and speaking engagements. I'm so glad to have you here. What a
pleasure. My honor and my duty. So thank you for having me.
You know, I'm going to start right from the beginning. This all started, I think it was the end of February, beginning of March. And I have no idea how this happened, but your first video showed up in my feed and I watched it. I was wide awake because I talk about these topics. I have been for a long time. I was blown away. And you know what? I use you as a resource every time somebody's newly awakened or wants medical information. And I tell them right away, Dr. Carrie, I believe part of the many gifts that you give to the world, you have this gift for breaking down difficult medical terminology and technology without it being condescending for anybody to be able to understand. And I thank you so much for that. Thank you.
I'm glad that I can get some of these complex topics across. It's hard for me too. It's not easy to understand these kinds of things that are being thrown on humanity. So we're learning together. Yeah.
Well, we are, but you know, just some of the things, like I don't even know, there's so much, but you know what? I'm going to start with the newest stuff because I have some questions even about that. Now there's video out there that you put the solution under a microscope, a regular microscope slide. And would you love to share with people what you found in case people have heard?
So I talk about these things because these are things that have been talked about in the meetings that I went to, and I read them in the research. So of course you're doing this, but I'm a person that I want to see it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's been a taboo thing. We're not supposed to take this fluid that is being forced on us and look at it yourselves. This is crazy. So I'm a person that I don't care if it's right, if it's legal, if it goes against our human rights or our God-given rights, I don't care. I'm going to look at it anyway because it's wrong to be forced into us. So I looked at it under the microscope, first was Moderna, then I had Moderna and Pfizer, and then just this past weekend I got Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. This past weekend got Pfizer. And when I saw under the microscope, just a plain high school or, you know, college kind of microscope compound, nothing fancy, but just the fluid under on a glass slide with a cover slip is another glass top, and let it warm to room temperature with the white light. And I started to see, you know, metallic fragments, large, exotic looking at metallic fragments. There's some gel like consistency in there, which would be hydrogel or the nanolipid particles, and all the manufacturers, not just some. Again, that shows they're lying about that. And also colors started to appear, like a blues and yellows and greens and oranges, and they became more and more voluminous. And I had to research what that was, what would make something become colorful when it was transparent. And over again, it shows that it's a superconducting material. In other words, they're able to put an injectable computing system inside of you, a liquefied computer. And they were, it was obvious they're looking at the microscope. So as the white light hit it, it was becoming apparent. It would show itself through the different colors. And so, of course, so this shows that they are definitely doing the transhumanism thing. They're definitely putting artificial intelligence inside of people. I mean, we're getting them on more and more lies just by looking at it with their own eyes, right? But the most obvious and disturbing thing which people have seen is this tentacle-like creature.
Yes.
And the first one that I saw more than one. Now, the first one I saw, it was everything went to the edge of the cover slip. So on the edge of the cover slip, you know, there's more room to grow. Like, so anyway, this thing had was up off of the glass light. So it was up and standing up, in other words, there's a base that was
I saw the video in the photo, so thank you for explaining it. So I'll keep going.
Stuck to the base was stuck to the glass, so then it had a stalk and then all these arms coming out like tentacles. It almost seemed like it had a face to it too. And so the instant I saw it, you know how it is to have an instinct, a sixth sense.
Oh, yeah.
My initial feeling was this thing is aware, self-aware, and knows that something's watching it. And of course, you doubt yourself and going over the slide more and more. But every time I went back, I'm like, it knows something's watching it. It is self-aware. And then over time, its tentacles moved, and one of them moved, and it seemed to be directed towards the lens, which is my eyepiece. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. Shutting this down. I soaked it in a very strong baking soda solution. Alkalinity should kill that, you know. And then I thought, well, maybe that's a fluke. So next time I get the slide, same thing, except it was in the middle. Same tentacle-like structure. That is different batches, different times, months apart. And then seeing Johnson & Johnson with a multitude of living organisms in it. Also with these spherical structures that seem to open up over time and then exude things out of it. And again, a lot of motion, a lot of things, all these vaccines injections look like they had something similar to something called Hydra vulgaris. In other words, they're injecting organisms into people that are water parasites. This should stop everything. Stop everything. And what are they doing this for?
Yeah, why? That's what I was going to ask. Why? That's where I was going to go, because I haven't been able to find it. I'm going to back up. Because you started at the beginning, but I had to ask you about this.
This is the most important thing that people know, because if you look up Hydra vulgaris, it is an organism that is very sci-fi. It's supposedly immortal.
Oh, I remember.
It always grows over and over again. If you chop it up, you put it in a blender, and then so it's in pieces. You take it out of the blender, put it in a petri dish. It will then reorganize back to the original structure, and can do it over again and over again and over again. It might be smaller, but it will continuously regenerate.
God.
So, and also those tentacle things, they have the ability to be the entire organism is a mesh network. So it's not doesn't have a brain, but it has a whole network, kind of like what they would like to do with the internet. Same premise. If you have one organism, another here, 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 then you're getting like your own intranet. within that area. So think about it. If they're able to multiply them, you then can have an entire intranet within the body of the human. So they're just putting an organism that can multiply inside of you and hijacking it to do something else, in other words. And so it can make neural network. The other thing that I don't know what this has to do with anything, these little tentacles that go out have the ability to be, to make it produce a paralytic agent or a, like a venomous sting. Now, what would that do inside of a human? I don't know. But that's, you look at the organism, what it can do. So this explains why these manufacturers would never tell us why they had to keep it in deep freeze. Because I talked to Mike Adams, who does the show, and we both said the same thing. The only reason they had it that cold, or two reasons. A, it's explosive. Let's hope not. B, it's alive. And so now we figured out, looking at the microscope, it's alive. They chopped it in pieces, kept it in a deep freeze, so it's stasis. When you bring it out, it starts to wake up, starts to reassemble itself, looking for a host environment. We are the host, if you choose to be the host, if you choose to accept this. Now, how
long? You have a choice, most of us.
Well, I mean, to me, I'll die before I get it.
Okay, so they'll have to take 20 men, because where I am in Canada, we have internment camps. We were just this, we were on the stream before we had to restart, and our producer and owner was on there, and he was joining Mr. Pink Pants. But the thing is, I mean, he has been very open. New World Order. So they'll have to,
we're just learning about this organism. And you look, these people are, the people behind transhumanism are, they love this organism. They want to integrate it into the genome because this could make you immortal. Do you want to be immortal in that way? That's like a definition of a zombie.
So let's talk about this.
Could you imagine? You can't die. You just can't die.
And it's not your thoughts. It's not your thoughts or anything. Back up.
So imagine an organism.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, this organism's inside of you. If it grows more and you get these boosters after boosters, how much more before you're not really you, or you, your thoughts are, you're not human, right?
Mm-mm.
They're putting in another organism that has ability to make itself connected with itself. So it has its own nervous system, its own like brain network that can be controlled by an external force. This is the most demonic thing. I can never think of a human ever, ever being okay with this. And all the manufacturers are involved so far that we know, at least the ones distributed in the United States, there's a whole different purpose. I mean, what will a human turn into if this is able to be successful? We don't know. But this is why I said, there's nothing they can do to make me take this. And I keep seeing it over and over, and I've cried. I know if you've heard my interviews, I cried so hard the first two times looking at it, because we have to understand that we are in the Book of Revelation times, and I've seen the Book of Revelation play out in front of my eyes
big time.
And this organism, by the way, the scientists, they call it the fully grown organism Medusa, literally Medusa.
Good God.
It's all Greek and Titan references and symbology. One of the life cycles of a similar organism is called Cyclops.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
And the Hydra, the seven-headed Hydra. Just
when like you talked about that, okay, because I watched the five docs, and I just watched with Dr. P and Dr. T, but you were there, and Dr. Christiane Northrup. And talking about this, I was going to back up to the beginning. I wanted to start out with a bang, but let's just go wherever this goes, because you were talking about Hydra, and you go, has anybody ever heard of Hydra? And I'm thinking, I've heard that name. It's all full of boys. I've got two boys. My partner also is a boy. So, and then I'm thinking, I know I've heard that. Comic books.
Yeah, Marvel.
Go wherever. This is Marvel. Amazing.
Hail Hydra. It's a Nazi organization, and where a guy melds with artificial intelligence. It's about being immortal and how terrible that really was. And if you look at the UC Davis, so the University of California Davis is really into this organism. They are also very into the transhumanist things. If you look at their webpage for their science departments of university, they love this organism. They also have at the bottom of their their page, a playing card, not a study card, a playing card. They have 131 playing cards. So playing cards remind me of the Illuminati games. Yes. And when Hydra has its own playing card. And this one has, their motto is Hail Hydra, like H-A-I-L, like Hail Hitler kind of thing. It's, you can't make this stuff up. Like, more I looked into it, I'm like, my God. I mean, everything they're using, the symbology, everything is more Greek and tight. The, you know, the demigods, the Titans, all related to that. That is, seems to be their theme. And I'm looking at it, it looks like they're just putting these organisms in that have the ability to carry an artificial intelligence network with them. So there's nothing good for humanity. There's nothing good in there. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something we just found out that's very upsetting. So in New York, we got some documents from Pfizer. Mm-hmm. And so there's a paragraph there or page where they say they're using three different RNAs. So they've only told us they've used one modified messenger RNA. There's two other ones. There's one that you need to know that we're trying to find out if they're using it right now or if they plan to use it, because the third one is something called a self-amplifying RNA. What that means is you just need a teeny bit in there and it keeps making more and more and more and more of itself, because they didn't put a stop button on it. They decided not to put a stop button. And this one can be a delayed reaction. Well, what does it mean? Does it mean in a day, all of a sudden it starts making this whatever, this protein or whatever it's coded to make? Is it a week? Is it a year? So we know that they have the ability to make something a delayed reaction in people. There's no off button. We don't know what is programmed to spit out. So people need to hear this harsh and ugly truth, because
lay down.
You know, it is a satanic agenda. It is demonic. Mm-hmm. And we have to start seeing these things more and getting people to wake up, or brothers and sisters that have the ability to wake up. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is a spiritual battle.
Absolutely. And
we have to choose where we stand. There's no middle ground, guys. There really isn't middle ground here. It's hot or cold. But I believe in God. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm alive. That's why you're alive. This is the time we were born to be in, and we have to decide or find out what is the puzzle piece that we fit into. We need each other so much. Absolutely. For every reason, and we fit together like a beautiful puzzle, a beautiful symphony. Mm-hmm. The remnant is here for a reason. We are here to witness the cleansing of these evil people that need to, they're psychopaths. We can't help them. They need to leave, and finally, we can make the world the way it was supposed to be from the beginning.
It was meant to be. I'm going to tell you, Carrie, you were so right. I was raised Roman Catholic. I was forced to go to Roman Catholic school. I actually did a speech in sixth grade on Revelations.
And wow.
I never planned.
So you knew from a long time ago, huh?
Oh, geez. My cat keeps trying to knock my thing over. I'm sorry. My partner put them all in here with me, and they said, I want to be part of the show.
They have something to say. They probably know a lot.
I was going to say to you, those that follow my show, I always try and end on a positive spin, but I say I cover all aspects of the supernatural, because I do, because there's so much. I will tell you, I never planned in a million years what we went through in our previous home. I can tell you, demons exist. And I have literally, I don't like to work with this kind of stuff. I say, I don't like people. For some reason, I would be a light worker, you'd call me. And I have literally looked into the eye as somebody that I knew was one of the most lovely people, levitated over the screen, and it was not them. It was not them. I have never seen such evil in my life. And I believe it's everywhere. I believe this is a spiritual battle. This is it. We're talking about this mark. And I'm not uber religious, super strong belief in God. And I believe that this is going on. And let's back up a little bit with this. Because how did you find out? I mean, everybody that's here, I've talked to them or know them. I know they know you. But let's back up. How did you start with all this and you found out about this?
Oh gosh, one little thing, because it's interesting. You talked about knowing or it being interested in reading about the Book of Revelation. When I didn't grow up in a very religious home, because my mom was young when she had me, you know, unwed mother, and the Catholic Church is not very kind on that. That one side of the family is very Catholic. Catholic guilt, right? Anyhow, I just said when I was 3 years old, I knew God. I was like, how do you not know God? You know, God loves you. I just knew God. And I knew God before I was born. I felt that. Anyhow, when I was 8, I could read at an early age. So I decided I was going to read the book of Revelation. And I didn't know what I didn't know why. I told my mom, we got to get ready. And she's like, what? And I said, I got to get ready. It's going to happen in our lifetime. And she's like, maybe your lifetime. I said, no, both of our lifetimes. And I was so certain. And I was always, this is always on my mind. So I kind of knew, like you did, there that we were going to be here for that. We already knew, you know, probably
my whole class was freaking out. Remember my father, he write it. And I mean, because I could read at a very early age too, and went and have you. And I knew this. I don't know why I knew, but I was so drawn to this story. Now I know why. I'm 56. So God, I was 11 years old. And I knew even before then.
Yeah.
I knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were born for this moment too. You knew.
We're all here for a reason. Yeah. We all have a part to play. And every show that I end, regardless of what topic it is, I say, you guys, we need to put aside our differences and pull together. Love is one of the most strongest emotions we have. And there's so many more of us than them. But you knew about this a long time ago, Carrie, right?
Yeah, that's because I was being recruited. I was uncovering a lot of causes of things and truths because I'm very good with patterns, and I would see a break in the pattern and tactile memory too. So I was able to pick up on things quickly when outbreak happened one day and stopped the next day. I mean, everything was very abrupt and stopping, and nature doesn't do that, but men do that. You know, humanity can do that to each other, right? So I started to pick up on things I wasn't supposed to pick up on. So the CDC was very interested in me, the public health department, you know, some federal governments or agents. And I was told to stop doing what I was doing. I was threatened, but I didn't give in. And so at some point, I guess they thought I might have some good skill sets for them. So I was being recruited. And when I was recruited to business owners meetings and scientific meetings, and in these meetings, I was horrified. The rest of the people in the room seemed to be fine with this because pretty much they said we were the people in the room, the controllers. The rest of the people out in the world would be the controlled. And everything you could think of was talked about, you know, genetic modification, patenting and owning humans, controlling them via shocking them, frequencies. I mean, just torture, really, and making them submissive into good humans because, it's for their best. It's in their best interest. They just don't know what's good for them yet. We will do this to them. Putting a social credit system on humanity. Like, literally, I heard all the plan because I guess they have to tell you it before they do it.
Yes, always.
In the rooms, I would see, like, so a lot of the people seem to be not, you know, just in a trance. I don't know. And like sometimes I would say to myself, like, my God, what if they know I'm awake?
Exactly.
You know, it seemed like a lot of them were in this trance, and I didn't want them to know that I wasn't in a trance too. So I had to like act, I don't know, but still it was obvious I wasn't like.
Yeah, but then you could stay there and get more information, right?
Like if I was smarter, I would have done that. But I was so angry. I'm a person, I get angry. I'm an airy, fiery temper. So I can't keep it in. I say things really fast. If I was smart, I would have went to some more meetings, but I didn't. Each one, I would be so mad I never went back. But anyway, people in the room, I'd say, how could you be for this? And they'd say, yeah, I guess it isn't so good. But, you know, soon you'll see there's either us or them, and you're going to want to be on our side. We promise you'll be coming right back to us. And I said, no, I never will. I never will. You know, this is not for humanity. And I said, if you think that you're going to be a controller, you're crazy. You're being used because there's just an AI supercomputer that determines everything. You think it's going to think that you're worth something? Not at all. You're opening up Pandora's box, something that you cannot control. Mm-hmm. And so because I would not join and I would not, they gave me another ultimatum, and I wouldn't take that. So then I had to leave the country for 5 years. That was my choice because a lot of integrative holistic doctors at that time were dying.
I know.
murdered, suicide, weird, whatever. And I sat in the island of Dominican Republic and watched it from afar and then said, well, why am I still alive? Why am I here? For 5 years, wondering, why am I here? Why do I have to be burdened with that? And then I had a restlessness start in me, and I got like I was going to jump out of my skin, and I didn't know what I was waiting for. I was waiting. And then all of a sudden this pandemic happened, and I was like, oh, now we can begin. That was the message. Okay, so then I decided I needed to start telling everybody about what I knew, because all the ingredients of these injections had to do with everything I had learned about, actually my whole life, just like you. Everything made sense. Everything that happened, even the
you've
trauma,
been 100%. You've been 100% right, though. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I knew the work of Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, many of the doctors. But the reason why I have followed you so closely, maybe God put you in my path. I don't know. It was your first video. Mm-hmm. It had hardly any views. And I watched every second of it. And I would say, it's not my job to judge. Like, this is crazy. But you were in tears. And I thought, this is a very intelligent, professional woman, and for her to be reduced to tears, never mind putting yourself out in a limb like that. So I have, and every time I watch your videos, I learn something new when you're in an interview. But Carrie, you haven't been wrong. Everything you have said is true. So,
and I want to be wrong.
We all do. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Sorry, I have now, a bit silly. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. So now I we all go through seasons, right? Everything is a change. And now I've been sad, but now I'm angry. Now I'm changed to warrior mode, right? Because it's time. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, we can't be so nice and sweet and hold their hands. We don't want to upset them. We don't want to hurt their feelings, because, hey, I know what it is. I know how most of my family won't talk to me, because especially the pictures. Mm-hmm. I had to put those pictures out. I had to shock people. I had to get them scared. Mm-hmm. I mean, the children, people don't fathom what that will do to a child.
We have it happening here. What happens with me too, Carrie, is I say, I think part of my role is connecting people. So I'm talking to people all over the world, and I got this phone call from somebody locally. I've known her for years. We usually communicate just via text or whatever. I couldn't answer the phone. And I got into my car. And I believe it was my angels. I heard, you need to listen to that voice message. She was sobbing so hard because her husband wouldn't believe her. He got jabbed and then tried to put it on her that he did it for his love of her. I said, I hope you told him where to shove that, because you were very clear, because she's very on the ball what's going on. Her kids went to school. No notice. Jabbed, both of them. And I'm hearing this all across Canada. Gosh. No notice, school boards are lying and saying that an email's gone home to the parents. Now get this. Okay, so now they say a 12 to 15%, and what can a 12 or 15 year old consent for anything? Okay, so this young, her 13 year old, now this is appropriate developmentally for a 13 year old to say this. When she asked him, why did you get the jab? He said, well, some of my friends' parents won't let me play with them because I'm unvaccinated. So that's why he got it. Appropriate for a 13 year old, but not appropriate to medical implications, right?
No. Mm-hmm. No, this is wrong. It is so wrong and so demonic. There's nothing human about this. People need to wake up out of their hypnosis. And if they don't care about themselves, hey, you're an adult, that's your choice. Mm-hmm. But a child, we have the responsibility. We are guardians of the weaker, more fragile. We are guardians of this planet. We are guardians of the nature and the animals. We were given dominion over this planet because we are divine beings. We are children of God. We have creative abilities inside of us. And the sad thing is, we allowed Satan, the demon. Satan's real, guys, by the way. He's not.
I just said I can prove it to you. I got pictures. I don't want them, but I went through hell and back.
Demons are real, and they're jealous of us because they do not have that divine spark inside of them. They need us. And so they're trying to hijack, and they're doing a successful job so far of us and our world. And not only are they trying to hijack us, but they use us, right? They use the fear and negative, and they live off our pain and our children and the blood of our children. And the thing is, wake up to this is what's really happening. And so we don't need to be in this jail cell. We're choosing that. Absolutely. And it's hard for people to get to that, but we are choosing that. Mm-hmm. And people are fighting it because they have the Stockholm syndrome. They don't want to leave their captors. Sure. They don't want to leave because they don't know what else is out there. But if they remember who they are, we've been fooled into who we are. But if they can remember that, just like Yeshua said, I am a believer of Yeshua, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
That's all I know. You know, I believe in him, and I believe he gave us the messages, and that has not been tainted. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what to do, always go back to that. He gave us the instructions, the directions for right now. If we tap into who we really are and are really one with God, and we live in that agape love, the power that emanates from us is so powerful. We are creators with God. We can change things. We can move mountains. You know, that is possible. And I believe in our lifetime, we will start to see these miracles happen again. But so many of our brothers and sisters, they're not awakening to that. They're afraid of change and they won't do it. And this is the time of this, the divide. Where are you going to go? Are you hot or are you cold? And are you going to stay in the old world that is turning more demonic every day? Or are you going to leave that world? And this is the pain, right? It's a birthing pain. It's a mourning. It's a death. Death and then rebirth. But, you know, you can have a lot of analogies for it. The book of Revelation, to me, I wasn't sure if all of it was correct. So far, I'm seeing all of it play out. But the good thing, the good news is the remnant gets through it and sees the new earth and the new heaven. And we do not live with these demonic satanic entities anymore, because that's not what we're supposed to do. So there's hope and there's goodness to be known. And I talk to God all the time, right? And God, if you listen, God says, I got you. You know, I never left you. You left me, you know, and we just have to always strive to be close and not to get deceived by the world, this matrix, these demonic beings. And remember that, because we are protected. We just have to gather together physically. And when the time comes, we'll know what to do. And always, always protect the children. We need each other right now.
Well, they're our future. And that's the thing, right? I don't know if you've seen this video. There's a mom, I guess, in the U.S. that wanted to have, she needed a C-section. And they refused to give her the C-section without the jab. And the little one's been born. And he's not seizuring. I used to work in the NICU, but he's just the jitters that you're seeing with not, this is like a baby that's like 5 days old. And like, they don't know what's wrong. Nothing's showing up. We're seeing all this. So I guess where are you seeing anything in medical advances that can help people? Because what I've been seeing is, and I'm so sorry with your family, what you're going through. And it's like, no matter where you go, everybody we know is jabbed. Except my eldest son isn't. He died from the Hep B vax when he was 12. I had a letter, but his pediatrician has since retired and we've moved. I can't find it. But he was never to be jabbed again. I have a son with autism. So I believe that part of the gift to me through all of this was because as nurses, we're taught, I'm sure in medical school too, that, you know, vaccines are incredible. They're health prevention, you know, it's health promotion. Had I known what I know now, and I've been studying them for about 20 years, obviously not from a doctor perspective, I never would have given my kids one. I'm sorry. Enough, because people don't believe this. Like, you're still hearing, you know, it would have been on the news. Like, you're just an anti-vaxxer, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, what can you do? Because people are going to wake up, whether they want to or not. This world is shifting the way it's going, and I don't say that to spread fear. People are going to wake up. Like, but what can we do? Have you seen anything in medicine that can help people?
You mean people that have been injected?
Yeah.
None of us have an answer yet. And the first step is to know what was in the injection, right? How could we help you if we don't know what's in it? So just now, really just this last month, have I been figuring out what's in it. I've been figuring out, oh, they're putting water parasites in us. Good to know. Now we have to figure out what can kill it. You know, it has a narrow pH range. We're babies in this field trying to figure this out, because they lied to us about what was in it. Now, I do believe this. I think that if someone got one or two shots, this is my personal opinion now, we don't have proof, And you finally realize it's horrible, bad. I never, ever will never put another one in my body. And you ask God for forgiveness because it's a spiritual battle and you pray. And meanwhile, we're finding things that possibly could help you get it out. Yeah, I think there's a chance that you can get healed from that, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you're the person that gets the boosters after boosters after boosters, just I want you to think about what I said. These things are replacing your nerves with their own nerves. They're replacing what you are with themselves. How many shots will it take until there's more of it than you? Then what thought is yours or what thought is something else? When are you not you? I mean, so how do you stop that? You know what I mean? So it's a cumulative thing. And so you can't just think, I'll just keep getting boosters until one day I said, I just don't want it. I'll detox. It's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It's literally changing it from the inside out. So stopping early is key. I can't imagine how we could change you back to human when something's taken a hold of you. I know it sounds so sci-fi, but what I'm saying now is for the people with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Because I know the people that don't want to hear it just won't hear it. And I'm being more bold with my words. I'm being more harsh with my words. I want people to be shocked because maybe that's the only thing that can save some of them is to be shocked and to say, wait, maybe I should think before I get that injection. And you know, there's always a way. We have to band together and we all live in that regular society, but we don't need that regular society. Take your children out of the school. You know, we have to live in places outside of the city.
Yeah.
We start learning how to take care of each other. Everybody has a skill set. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that we'll be able to do that. And never, ever forget God, because with God, anything is possible. It's the time that we band together right now.
Well, that and plus the other thing that we've been finding is, you know, we live, but we've traveled enough that, you know, labor skills have been looked down on, but we need those kind of skills, or like canning. Like I heard on some of the social media sites that they're banning it if you're teaching people how to can.
What?
Yeah. I
Where are they banning
you.
It?
It was being banned. I don't know if it was news or somebody I know. I think one of them's on here in the chat. It might have been her or somebody else, but yeah, they weren't. I actually got a meme about canning. Now the thing is, people aren't learning skills. You're right, like you need to have a group of people. It takes a village, if you will, right? And everybody has something to bring to the piece of the puzzle. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, I think I seen one of your tweets talking about who wants to join me and live off grid and create a community. And you're right. Yeah. There's a couple and it just, again, just happened to come up in my research all day long. And I watched it was a documentary and it starts off with him saying, well, I lost my job. And it's short hair. You could tell he's walking away from a corporate office. Him and his at the time just decided they were going to get in a van. They were going to live just van life. Right, driving all over, they end up in this beautiful community. I can't remember what it's called. It's as far as the van South America, and they decided. Please stop, doggy. They decided that they were going to create exactly what you were talking about, and they did. So they gave some of the play, and they just had a new baby, but they did it and they documented the whole thing. They had no clue. They had no building experience. They're living off grid, but they shared it with other people too. So what you're saying too, like with God, all things are possible, right? And that's just it. We need each other.
And you know, prayers are answered. You really have to, and listen, I've walked the walk and talked the talk. I've walked away from everything I've owned, my business, everything, except my dogs. I took my two dogs always, you know, music. I took music too. Yeah. And so I've done it more than once. And there's no amount of money that can get me to stop that. And I don't fear death, because if you really are close with God, you know, you don't really die. You go to the next existence, mm-hmm. and you may not even know that you died. Mm-hmm. You don't remember the tough part about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you're so close with God, you shouldn't fear that. It's just another blip. It's another, and then that fearlessness protects you. Then you're really living. For the first time in your life, you're alive. You know, all that stuff you had, all the things that you thought were safe, that wasn't really living because you had a chain around your neck. You had to answer to somebody. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. You couldn't speak the way you wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I think people now are saying, wow, I'm finally alive, you know, and that's freeing. This is not an easy process. It's a painful process, guys. Mm-mm. I mean, it's a death and a rebirth and going through the birth canal at the same time. Oh, maybe even more than that. But with God, anything's possible. And if I'm with my tribe, at least most of the time, people that are like-minded and loving and love God, I can get through it. We're fine. We can get
You realize it's just stuff too. I lost everything 2 years ago. Like, I'm serious. I'm right. It's crazy when I told you I know that Satan exists, and I've been through the most incredible paranormal experience I never expected in a million years. I always say, would I wish it on a blade of grass? No. But I look back and I say, I would not be doing today.
Yeah.
Happen. Plus, the other thing is, once it happens, you realize it really is just stuff. It worked I worked in palliative care, you know, and you got a lot of people that would tell you their regrets. And it was always the same thing. I wish I had spent more time with the people I love.
Yeah.
I wish
You're right. Always, that's what they would say. Never about stuff.
That I told them I loved them enough. That I hadn't waited until I was going to wait until I retired to do something to make me happy, or I lost that 50 pounds, or I did whatever, instead of, like you said, losing fear, grabbing the moment right now, and let's go for it, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, get rid of a lot of the stuff. The stuff holds you back and owns you. You don't really need it. And start living with more groups of people. You know, that's key. What do you really use every day? Think about it.
Don't.
You know, you don't. Think about if you travel, let's say, or go to a relative's house, friend's house, whatever, and you stay a week. What do you take with you? Are you really missing everything that much? You don't think about that stuff. You just have to know that you have been addicted and programmed to think you need it to keep you enslaved to the system that is horrific. And it's like, I don't need that. I don't need that television. I don't need you. I don't need that. I don't need to pay these taxes because I go by common law. You know what I'm saying? You have to know, go by a private membership association. I know Canadian law is very similar to the US.
Oh, it is.
And knowing that there are two law systems. I didn't know this. We've been under British Crown rule in the United States as well. The Queen's talent. No wonder we've been so awful. I mean, how awful everything has been for us. No, you switch back to common law, God's
it's
law,
across
natural law.
It's across the world. I was on the International Tribunal of Common Law and Conscience, and we had 19 countries with us. We were serving cease and desist all around the world, but the problem was being able to enforce it. We do have a question for you too. We've had quite a few, but I've been having such a great time talking to you. I'm sorry. Jane wants to
know. I saw 5G and chemtrails. So yeah, it's very important. I tell people the glue that holds this plan together is the hydrogel inside of the people that they're injecting in people. The glue that holds the plan on the outside is the 5G, 6G, et cetera. But just know they've been doing this stuff to us for a while, and here we still stand, and they're frustrated because their plans never are very, very fruitful the way they want the people that are pushing this agenda. So they're frustrated. We are stronger than we could ever imagine. We are better and more resilient than you can imagine. So I want you to remember that all of this nanotech, 5G, chemtrails, this fear, panic, these demonic entities, everything, all of that, that matrix is on a very low level frequency.
Yes.
Remember that it's always here. We are here too with it because we bought into the system. We were born into the system. We were trained in the system. Until we wake up, we connect again with God, and that raises your vibration. Literally, it is measurable. There are people that can measure the energy that comes out of a human, particularly the heart, that will completely bust or transmute the 5G. It completely transmutes all of that negative entities. They can't touch you. It's on a scientific level as well as a spiritual level, an etheric level. It's very true. And this is part of what Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is trying to teach people, that that is what will form almost a bubble of protection over you. Now, if you want to know physically right now, you're not quite there, what to do, I can give you this. The detox baths are key. They will detox you of radiation, which is 5G, blah, 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 from the radiation pesticides, the heavy metals, parasites, etc. You do those many times a week, you've already made yourself so much healthier. The major weak point for people in their body is the teeth. If there's any inflammation at all, an old cavity, like a silver filling, get it out now. This is the year to do that. A root canal, get it pulled many times. They're bad. You make sure everything in your mouth is completely taken care of. Then you've actually made sure that your immune system is up and detox. The next thing is water. They usually give us toxic water. So clean your own water with a Berkey filter.
Thank you.
And that would be important. And yes, I see ivermectin is a really good one. But let me tell you what I see. I see that we are getting many different kinds of infections, okay? So you can't just depend on one thing. And what if they take ivermectin away from us, right? There's always another way. So I would look into something called chlorine dioxide.
Sorry about that. My phone's been doing strange things. Keep talking.
I have that too. So chlorine dioxide, C-H-L-O-R-I-N-E, dioxide. So it's something you do, you put 3 drops of the A bottle, there's 2 bottles, 3 drops of the B, let it mix there for a minute, put some water in, drink it, and repeat that in an hour. So it's something that can be an antiseptic for bacteria, fungi, parasites, viruses, if you believe in viruses, but it has been used successfully for COVID symptoms, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's something that's really, it's an antiseptic, so really easy to do. I would look into doing something like that, keeping that on hand. Get some food grade hydrogen peroxide. Mm-hmm. And so you can use that in a nebulizer to breathe in. You can also, if we need to start training people to do our own medicine underground. And that's my next thing, is to start training, which is a great thing for, you know, you to help people in your area to do. If you get some saline bags, like D5 normal saline or even just saline, you can put some food grade hydrogen peroxide in there, and those drips can cure even flus and pneumonias and all kinds of things. Cheap, easy, accessible. Mm-hmm. What we need to start doing is knowing how to take care of ourselves, not depend on that broken, tyrannical system.
Agreed.
Because look what they've taken away from us. Almost everything. They're probably going to take away the ability to get good medicine, antibiotics, ivermectin, whatever. But you know what? God always provides a way. There's always another way. So I would look into chlorine dioxide, get that. That's mm-hmm. easy. You can even dose it properly with animals. I'm telling you that you need to look that up though. Don't just do whatever you want, right? You gotta look at the proper dose.
No, you gotta be careful. I have a friend that's tried actually, and we talked quite a bit about it. She had some diabetes symptoms and stuff, and she's feeling a little bit better, I would say, quite a bit better.
So just make sure you take care of your weak points first. The dental area is key. Invest in taking care of anything in the teeth first. And then detox your body, those detox baths, heavy metal detox. Make sure your water's clean. Clean your own water. Wow, that's your feedback.
I know. I'm trying to fix it. Like I said, I don't know what it is. I've got to tell you.
Well, every time we're doing an important talk, these things happen.
Let me try logging out. I'll log right back in. I think it's my phone. You're still there. Keep talking. That's what happened. I'll just log out. Wait, is it stopped?
I don't know.
No, it hasn't been. Let's log right back in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how did I do that? I think I closed it. There, I'll be right back. Keep talking.
Okay, so chlorine dioxide, right? So first of all, you have to get your body's weak points taken care of. You can't just say, oh, this one treatment will treat me for everything and everybody. There's no such thing in the world, never will be, guys. It's all individual. So please first find your weak points. And I'm telling you the most common weak points. The dental area is number one. Make sure you clean your own water and then detox your body. We all are so toxic, right? So the detox baths are key. Okay, so then once that you do that, if you start to get symptoms, look into the chlorine dioxide and do it according to instructions. Another thing is the food grade hydrogen peroxide. We can make nebulizers out of that. I would get a home nebulizer with the tubing for yourself. get a good supply of food grade hydrogen peroxide. And there's many references to how much you use in there. Also, there is a possibility to do IV hydrogen peroxide. Ooh. So when you do that, you just have like 500 milliliters of normal D5 normal saline. And this is where we start training people underground to do this. This is mm-hmm. where it's key. We do not send our own people, our own brothers and sisters to these hospitals where they kill them and they give them the wrong thing. We start training like apprenticeship to each other. We don't need mm-hmm. to send them to the medical schools that train them the wrong way and, you know, gouge them with a debt that they don't need. Start training the right way and we go underground with this. Mm-hmm. So anyway, IVs, we need to get IV supplies, have them yeah. in different locations. The food grade hydrogen peroxide, you can do drips. There's different references I can give you later on that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You know, as far as I see that we need to get a lot of our medicine from nature.
I'm so glad you said that.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we will need very much is vitamin C. Yes. The most potent vitamin C in North America is the long needle pine needles.
Tons of it here. So
this is how I do things. I do, I make teas the Dominican Republic way because the people there always cure each other with the teas. I think they know what they're doing. So your tea should always be picked fresh if you can yeah. that day. So the needles, right? Right. And I just chopped them up a bit and I put a lot in the pot and I only made enough for that day. You only make enough for the day that you're going to sure. drink it. So, you know, just put like that much on the bottom, that much water over it, simmer it for 10 minutes, take it off the heat, let it seep, take the needles out through a strainer, put some honey in it. Mm-hmm. Tastes really good to me. You can put mint or whatever and sure. have that. That'll give you tons of vitamin C. Then also you have this immunity to a lot of respiratory illnesses, okay? Mm-hmm. The other thing that we'll need are a lot of dandelion and milk thistle to cleanse our body of poisons and toxins. Mm-hmm. If you can, you should start to purposely grow them. And now there's a special species of milk thistle called holy blessed milk thistle. Write that okay. down. Okay. Get some seeds. For that one, look for some local farmers online. They might still sell them. That particular species has been known to cure all these weird bubonic plagues, all these plagues that killed like a third of the population everywhere. That was their treatment, and that's something they tried to hide. So look for that special species of milk thistle, holy blessed milk thistle. But regular milk thistle is still great as well, but try to get that special one. So we're going to have to detox ourselves. The one nutrient that's hard to get that we need would be vitamin C because humans don't naturally produce that on our own. So other animals can, we don't. So the pine needles are your best bet. So start looking around for things like that. You know, cilantro can detox you of heavy metals too. Horsetail is really, really amazing tea for detoxing aluminum. So, That's my main thing.
You talked about Clorox baths, like it has to be Clorox with Javits. Yeah. The other thing I want to point out too that I've noticed is, and they're seeing this, like especially living in where we do, I don't live in the Arctic. I'm about 6 hours north of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm about 35 minutes from the Minnesota border, but low vitamin D. I wouldn't have known, but I had some blood work done. My vitamin D was super low, and my son's is so low. My oldest, he needs prescription strength vitamin D, but that's huge, right, with your immune system.
It is, particularly vitamin D2, but D2 is suppressed by an infection in the body. If I see a low D2, I know the person has an infection.
Interesting.
If we find out where the infection is, the D2 comes back up because... Okay. The bacteria know to attack that particular thing. So that's something really important people should know. Until you can figure that out, then, you know, I guess it's
always
you know,
gonna
that be good to stock up on the vitamin D.
Yeah.
Lugol's, Lugol's solution for iodine is a very good mainstay as well. I mean, there's many things you can get, but I'm telling you the most important things is detox, make sure that these are okay. That over and over and over again is the main theme. Okay.
So you're talking about Clorox. Clorox, I've heard you talk about Clorox bleach.
So there's a few baths, but one of the baths uses only a cup of brand only Clorox bleach because it has a specific chemical called hypochlorite. And in it, when you put that in the bath, it actually is great for certain parasites. It pulls out heavy metals. It's great for skin issues. And it's not toxic when you do that. So 20 minutes. Another bath is just apple cider vinegar, a half gallon in there. And that's good for even your etheric energy. You know, it's pretty cool for that. But also fungus, acidity, that sort of thing. And then the one that I've been using a lot is baking soda, Epsom salts, the laundry detergent called Borax, B-O-R-A-X, mm-hmm. and then some bentonite clay. So about a cup of the others, and then just like half a cup of the bentonite clay for 20 minutes, really hot, and scrub your body down. You pull out so much radiation, poisons, pesticides, all kinds of things. So just know that we are being inundated with poison. That's what really makes us have a weakened immune system. So if you have a way to detox all the time, and the baths are probably the most efficient way to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you get in the habit of doing that, you're good. And there's other ways to detox, but that's probably the most simplest way to do that.
I wanted to ask you if you're seeing this too. Now, I've been getting a lot of people messaging me. Like, I think I'm on the 13th person in the past month and a half that seemed to be, even my own partner, but he started a job and people are jabbed. Is it looks like a hive or a mosquito bite. And it's following almost the line of the nerve, very itchy, but it burns. And then, you know, if you put hydrocortisone on it, the skin almost burns. I'm seeing this. It won't go away. It's been on people's hands. It seems to be on one side of the body.
And I've been not seen that. If you have pictures, could you send that to me?
I'd love to, because it wasn't just my partner. I have a fellow Canadian light worker. She's in Mexico. She can't get rid of it. He has it. I'll see if he still has it, but it looks like hives, but it's not vesicle filled, like no fluid in there, but it's raised and it's red, it's round. And it, like I said, it seems to be on one side of the body. And normally you would think with something like that. Pardon? Painful?
Is it painful?
It burns and it itches, but it seems if anybody puts hydrocortisone, the skin gets really red.
Did he try to do a Clorox bath?
No, I have mentioned it to people when they've been mentioning. I wasn't able to put it all together, and I started thinking all these people are living in other parts of the world, not just, you know, my partner. And then I'm realizing that they're around jab people all day long, and again, they've never had this rash before. It's not going away. Nothing seems to help. Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd have to see pictures of it.
I'll be glad to send them to you. Because people have sent me pictures. And I'm not a doctor, but I guess they know, like, you talk to a lot of different people. Or because I'll be very honest with you, with my family, I use whatever I can natural with them. If they don't have to go to the doctor, and I'm not telling people, we're not giving medical advice, it's personal. But if I have something natural, we use it, because you know what it is, right? Yeah, you know what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you can't trust anything in the medical industry right now. All of our checks and balances are gone. And that's a sad state, but that's the fact. And but no, there's always another way to do things. If you prevent something from happening, you're way ahead. The people that get really sick from this syndrome they're calling COVID mm-hmm. are the ones that have been really toxic from the beginning. Nobody yet has surprised me. You know, if you detox really well from the beginning, from before this, before you get sick, make sure you don't have any weak points in the dental area. The people that I see with that, they get over it fine. So just remember that, you know, you just have to take accountability for your health now mm-hmm. and do those things and be dedicated to detoxing your body.
No, and I think that's important. Like I said, I always like to talk about things that are positive, you know, because people need this kind of information. Like, you were on Israeli News Live and you talked about a lot of this stuff. You must sound like a groupie here. I'm not, but I mean, you're everywhere. And like I said, I always learn something new when you were speaking. So I share that with a lot of people. But I wanted to back up a little bit, because people may not have heard about this transhumanism. So what's behind that? Because I was going to add very quickly, Greg Braden put out a video I seen. It was just beautiful that they had somehow magnified the DNA and the wording that he was, it was in code and he was able to decode it. Did you see that at all? Because it was
I know beautiful. That they've been able to see the name Yahweh written mm-hmm. in our mm-hmm. genome over and over again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the people in the transhumanist groups that are pushing these injections, they actually want to manipulate all of our genomes, and to do that they have to make them synthetic, something not from nature. So they want to get credit, so they're writing their own names inside of our genome. If you look at Dr. Craig Venter, V-E-N-T-E-R, his Wikipedia page, I should say, he said this many times, when they're making a synthetic gene that could be put in any organism, and we're organisms, they put their own names in there. They also put a new alphabet. They put three messages. They won't say what the messages are. And they'll put a secret email. I guess that's who you belong to. And, you know, the alphabet's a big deal because words are powerful. Like the Hebrew language is a very powerful sound. And the way it's written is very powerful. People have to know there's frequencies in anything, even words and languages. So what they're doing is changing what we were created with, what we are made from, and putting that person into a different frequency. Do you see how the danger, like God's at the highest frequency, love's at the highest frequency. These demons are low. What frequency are they trying to change our genome into? It's very scary. Nobody should brand you like a cow and put their name into you. Mm-mm. What are these messages? I mean, what are they saying? I don't think it's going to be anything positive. No one should put their email inside of you. So people need to know if they have a synthetic gene inside of you, and these new injections have these ability to put a synthetic gene inside of you. If that happens, then you are patented and owned by whoever owns the patent on that code for that manufacturer. So we're talking about really the buying and selling of humans now. And that's literally what it is. It's nothing lesser than that. And so these people running it, they're into this transhumanism. It just means modifying and evolving humanity in their own mind of what they should take us. So this is not about God. It's not about us. It's about them. They are atheists, or they believe, this is what Ray Kurzweil says. He's been asked, is there a God? And he says, no, but soon there will be one. Craig Venter has said, what is God? God creates. Now I can create, we can create. Now we are gods. We are gods. Okay. They don't revere anything but themselves being controllers.
And depopulation too, isn't it? The transhumanism as well as depopulation.
It's about they've always enslaved humans, but now it's the ultimate of enslavement. There's too many of us, so they need to do the culling, get rid of a lot of people, the ones left over, ultimately control. Mm-hmm. And they've chosen transhumanism as a way to control us, because if they meld us with a robot, then we are cyborgs. Okay, so then we are controlled like a robot, like a computer. You can download things, program things, hack into things. You don't know if the thought's yours. Download a new book. That sounds great. Program a nanobot to fix your tumor. That's great. What's the price you pay? The price you pay is you never have privacy again in your life. You don't have any autonomy or sovereignty over your body ever again, or even your thoughts. And if you don't think that's true, the World Economic Forum has put out notices like you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and you'll be happy. And every dream and thought will be recorded. And hopefully no dream or thought will go against their narrative, or you can be in trouble for it. You could get in trouble for what you dream of. This is their idea of the future.
Minority.
The worst thing is, you can't die. They want you to be immortal. That means they think being immortal is uploading all your dreams and thoughts into the cloud, then downloading them into a new body or avatar or whatever.
Or Minority Report. Linda, you're reading my mind, because I was going to bring this up too. So, because I heard you talk about this, that they're looking into predictive crime, like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report. The other thing, I don't know, I'm going to get to this in just a sec. Have you seen that new series that came out just before this started in 2020? I think it's on Amazon with John Cusack. And there's a video clip around, and he's a scientist who's created a vaccine fictitiously. And there's people that are onto him, and I guess they've captured him in this scene. And they're trying to get him to tell them what's in the vaccine. And he finally admits that they decided to stop population, basically, or I guess creation for the next three generations. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh my God, it's creepy. But okay. Personality changes. Are you hearing this? Because I'm hearing this from people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've seen it myself. A lot of the people are very angry, very argumentative and angry, and seem to lose that human connection with one another, right? Not happy.
And very, blinders. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, well, very
blinders.
Much so. This is reality. There is no other reality. This is reality. There is no other reality. And if you try to question it, this anger comes out. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. I know. No. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to be more and more and more and more of a divide. And we just have to be, we have to be prepared and hardened for that, and we have one another to depend on to get through this.
So then their plan is depopulation and, excuse me, transhumanism. But what I'm running into people, and I don't try and change people's minds, because you know what I'm finding, like, it's literally, they just cannot see. They cannot see. And they won't believe you if you are willing to have a conversation about the fact that you can be owned. Like, they said it's been debunked. I have not seen this debunked.
It's not debunked. It's right there. See, what they'll do is, I think I found an article that says, human genome cannot be cloned. True. They didn't read the article. A natural, organic human being like you are and me.
Yeah.
No, we cannot be patented and owned. However, if someone is able to get a synthetic gene inside of you or me, automatically we are now patented and owned. And that is the truth. They can look up the law. That is the law, period. There is no discussion. There is no debunking. That is the truth. So they have to understand what they're you got to be careful, guys. They're lying everywhere, but that is the truth.
But how do you prove that? I'm in that situation right now.
There's plenty of articles on that. I mean, I have.
They won't believe this is what's happening.
Human 2.0 video, I have 200 references that even go into that.
Then now, I'm going to use that, because I have a friend whose husband went and got the jab, and she has been begging, and he won't believe her. He doesn't believe that there was cheating in the election.
Some people you can't convince.
Yeah. But this is what we're seeing. Like, I thought, okay, well, how could we prove it?
You can show somebody a million times something, and sometimes they just don't want to see it. They purposely don't want to see it. They don't want to change their matrix. They don't want to leave their matrix, and they will fight you. Just like, definitely goes back to this Neo and Morpheus talk, right?
I rewatched that movie the other night because I didn't realize how much I missed. My God. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. He told Neo, he's like, listen, these people are in the matrix, but they will become your enemy even though you're trying to save them, because they don't want to leave their matrix. They will defend it at all costs. And you're starting to see what that really means. It frightens them too much. They don't want to question reality. They don't want to question that this world is not what they thought it was. And so they will defend their worldview, their reality at all costs, even if that makes you the victim or the enemy. And so this is where I tell people, we have free will. And you cannot make anybody, because they have free will, be a different way, no matter who they are to you. If they're your spouse, your mother, your father, your child, all of us are going through that. And so it's about choosing your tribe. They will become your new family. And that's who you defend and protect. Because what we're seeing is just a little glimpse of the changes that will start to happen. We'd never lose hope and faith and love and who we really are, our birthright, our divinity, and God. God is always out there for us, I promise. But you have to be strong in that and steadfast and buckle up. It's going to get a little crazy.
It's not easy to stand up and tell the truth, especially when the narrative out there is anything but, because you know, like you said, you're right. You're going to have to find your tribe. It can be very lonely. You can lose a lot. But if you really believe it and you know the truth, like you know it and I know it, and most of us that are here know this. Like, look at, I went the five docs, somebody mentioned Dr. Christiane Northrup. She went from being what on Oprah and America's Most Trusted Doctor. What is she on? Disinformation dozen list. Now, like, how does that happen? And my point has been, if all these doctors, thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors, and there are coming forward and speaking out, if they're so dangerous, how come they have these illustrious careers that have been practicing for, say, 30 years? And their licenses, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, after her presentation to the Ohio, was it Congress? And it said afterwards, something came up that she was reissued her medical license. Well, she's that dangerous. Well, how's she getting her license? How are you guys getting all this? That's common sense.
Yeah. I had a medical board hearing last Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was on just on my social media presence. And I knew they were there. It was there just to take my license away. And there was no specific accusation, which is illegal. And then they started asking me, like they've done other doctors in my field, oh, do you have a psychiatric evaluation? Are you in medication? I mean, they'll just try to attack you one after another. And this is just a witch hunt. And so luckily, and a lot of lawyers would not defend me because they were threatened that they would never work again. But then Tom Renz came through.
Oh, I was just thinking of him. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And he worked with a lawyer here in Georgia, and they drafted, or they wrote a letter and sent it to them and said, we do not comply. Good. And that's the best way, because if you play their game and you show up to a hearing that is unlawful from the beginning, you are actually telling them that they are correct in executing that plan. But they're not correct. They said, you are doing unlawful things, and these are why. These are the laws. You are also, in a nicer way than this, saying you're performing a witch hunt because of this kind of harassment. And this is your warning that if you continue, that so we do not comply because this is unlawful and illegal. And also, if you continue to contact me, the board directly, with these kinds of accusations in this manner, then we will consider this harassment and we will file lawsuits against you personally as well as the board.
Good. Good.
So there's no response yet. I'm sure there will be, but the point is not playing their game. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, no matter what, I will never stop speaking the truth. No matter what, I'm with God, and God determines where I go. If I lose my license, I don't care. You think that I care about that kind of institution that believes in killing people just for the corporate interest and greed?
You said in a few years there won't be doctors anyways with the way they want to go, right?
Well, that's what I've told people. I said, I know that there's no such thing as our kind of, what we think is doctors, what kind of job we're performing. No, that goes away. So what are you protecting? I will stand for human life. Every single human life is sacred to me. Every single patient I have ever seen, every single child, every potential patient I've seen. So I stand for them way more than those demons. Way more than the death cult that my profession has become. And I'll say it to their face every time. And so God determines which way I go, but no matter what happens to me, I will never stop educating. I will never stop treating people. If they get sick, I know what to do. I have education. I'll still treat them. I mean, I will still never, ever not take care of a person. So, you know, right now this is a struggle that we're all going through. But they're coming after all of us, and we're standing our ground, and we will see how it goes into the future. But we all have our struggles. We all have our fights. It's not just me. So, yeah.
No, but like I said, you came out of nowhere. Like I said, I must sound like a stalker. I'm like quoting all these videos, but you can ask because people know me here. And what I do is I share stuff. And you were the first person I heard. And I always say it's not my job to judge, and it's not. And what I heard you saying, I was like, wow, that this is kind of out here. And then I thought, nope, no way is this woman going to be moved to that kind of emotion. And like I said, you were very professional, you're very knowledgeable, and you put your neck out on the line to put that out there. And you saw how quickly it grew, because there were people looking for somebody like you to stand up and to speak the truth and keep speaking it, because I've said this all along, for people that don't have medical knowledge and then trying to navigate this path, like you just don't know where to look or what to look for. So this is so helpful, like when you talked yeah. about things that people can do.
Well, and God put me in this position, and I went to those meetings for the right moment, the right time, and went through mm-hmm. all these things just for this moment. Mm-hmm. This is my puzzle piece that I'm fitting into, right? Mm-hmm. And I had been fighting for patient rights way before anyone knew about me. I wasn't on social media. I didn't like social mm-hmm. media, only because of this stuff happening. So I have encountered every government entity you can imagine, been threatened so many times. So this is not my first rodeo. It's just that I've never been on social media before. I never wanted to be on it. But I guess this is the way it is. And this is what God wants me to do, and I'll keep doing it. Yeah.
So what have you got next that's coming up? Because you had a banner post. I think is it October 23rd? Is that when it is?
I'm going to be in the Truth About Cancer conference, the Ty and Charlene Bollinger in mm-hmm. Tennessee.
Yeah, I follow them.
And two Clay Clarks in November and December in Texas, San Antonio and Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I'm working with a couple of gentlemen on getting a book out quickly about transhumanism, about very fast. So hopefully we can mm-hmm. get that out soon. And also trying to focus on getting grassroots things started. My focus will be on the medical part, getting the medical our medical hubs. We need to find a name for them, underground. Mm-hmm. Because yes, we have every right to do these things on our own, but we're going to mm-hmm. need some good lawyers to help us with common law and natural law and God's law. In the meantime, we needed to go underground like we have in the past, and it's worked, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to set up protocols. We need to start training people how to do blood pressures and oxygen. Yeah. What is a danger point? Have people that can be called or zoomed in or another. Maybe we have to have carrier pigeons. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we need to learn how to do that. I have no idea. Anyhow, the point is we have these pods, right? If something goes wrong, we have another place that we can go. And also we start training people. So somebody can do electrical work, train a young person, or train an older person, right? Mm-hmm. Train how to do canning. You teach another person something. We barter with each other.
Light a fire with no lighter. And it's rained out. How many people can do that? No bow drill or using a bow drill.
And it takes a village to raise a child, guys. So you should allow, good people, but they should, people, I don't think it's a lot of these listeners, but you can see the children aren't raised properly anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're afraid of everything. They don't have any skill sets. They can't take criticism, whatever. It takes a village. So we all help educate. We have, community schools. But hey, if your kid's acting up, the person says, hey, Johnny, you're not, don't get upset. They said your kid's being a brat, mm-hmm. correct them, make sure they have manners. We have to get over that.
I will tell you, Dr. Carey. Okay. So I have a special need. He's 23. With no disrespect, he's like at that precocious 5 to 7 year old. He can read and write. And then my older child, when I tell people, and I say, it's not my job to judge how you parent your children, but when I tell them I have never yelled at my children, I have never hit them, but my children have manners. They know right from wrong. They are kind, loving human beings. And like I said, they knew when mama wasn't happy, I didn't have to yell. I've never had to have strict parent, but I've always talked to them. We've talked about things, we've educated them. We let them experience, make mistakes, because that's life.
That's good, right? Parenting. I think mm-hmm. when I'm talking to the parents that are very frustrated, where they're like, I want to take my kids out, but I'm a single mom, or are you, or both?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. That's where the community, it's all of our responsibility.
And support
education.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Education of children. I was raised in communities like that, where the education mm-hmm. of children was the entire community's responsibility. People that did not have kids took part in that. Mm-hmm. Where is that kind of honor, integrity? Mm-hmm. We should all care about all the children and how they learn, because mm-hmm. they're a reflection of us. They will take care of us. It's a gift.
Our future,
take, right?
Our
so
future.
That means it's a community's responsibility. And then saying to some of the people, like, we have to learn. Maybe some people need to learn about parenting skills and don't take offense. Maybe other people have some good ideas. We should take critique. I can learn a lot and improve all the time. So this is a time we start learning from each other and taking it in a good way with a good heart and starting to form that parallel world already. And we'll learn we don't need that much money to live on, because most of our money is sucked away to this black hole all the money that goes into this mystery question mark, and it actually is not on the surface of the earth. I don't know if you've seen, there's a really brilliant lady, Catherine Austin Fitz. Look at her I know it sounds strange, but she's an amazing financial woman. She goes through the finances of what happened, where our finances are going. And she links it with something called the Secret Space Program. I know it sounds way out there, but there are black ops programs where almost all of our money goes. So you'll see that you've been working, 99% of your money goes to that. So we've been fooled into thinking we need so much money to live on. I said, no, we don't. We've been just sucked dry with these other things, right? So stop, cut the snake's head off. They don't get any more. We start doing everything on our own. It's going to be a process. It's not going to be easy, but you just start doing it.
My partner always says, because he does a show, I prefer you call it truth seeking, not conspiracy theory, but he has a point. He says, you know what? A potato 100 years ago cost whatever it was. Nowadays, with the amount of technology you have, the amount you can produce, why is it 100 times the price? He constantly says this all the time, right?
But that's brilliant, because it's really rational sense, right? That's a brilliant statement. You're right.
It is. Yeah. And at first I tried to argue with him, well, you know, technology costs money. And he says, Lore, think about it. You don't need as many people. You're not laboring with a shovel and, you know, manually doing stuff. He said the technology maybe in the beginning cost a bit, but the cost should be going down, or at least staying the same, right? And you're right. Where does our money go? None of us know where the money goes.
Look up Catherine Austin Fitz when she does this a Secret Space Program. There's a YouTube, and look her up, and she'll. I was like, I knew our money was going somewhere, but I didn't know the massive quantity. And she even proves it's not going to even the wealthiest people. None of that money is going to anything that we see on Earth. That's a wow. That's a shocker. That means something above or below us is getting it. So that is pretty amazing YouTube to watch. She's a really
same
sharp lady.
Kevin Shipp. Have you ever seen Kevin Shipp? He is an ex-CIA. He was there for 20 years.
Yeah,
he said a 5.5-hour presentation on what the shadow government is, the deep state, the Federal Reserve. And then when he tells you that they don't even answer to the president, the CIA. My God, that blew my mind.
The president is way down on the list. The president's way down. He's not even near the top at all. They're not much, the president. They don't know much. Yeah, it's really, we know nothing about our world, but just trust in the things that we do know, and trust in our tribe and the remnant that will get through this. We're being saved, right? We put an SOS out to the universe, to God, I think a while ago. Maybe our future selves did that. And so this is the response to that SOS, but it's going to take some warrior mode.
No, I think you're right.
I'm a righteous anger. I'm ready.
Damn right. I am too. I get every single day. A lot of these people on here I talk to, and like I said, I was promoting you everywhere. And I knew we could have talked about a lot of the things that you've talked about before, but I really wanted to talk to you from a human perspective, like what motivated you. Like you said, this is a righteous anger. You said you were restless. You weren't sure when the time was to act, and you did. And just what you're talking about, like people might think, oh, there's no way we could do that. Why couldn't we? Why couldn't we find our people? And you said exactly what you're saying.
Of course,
you
know, we can. It's so easy, but people think it's so hard. And I guess one thing that maybe makes me different, I don't know, is because, and I hope I'm not so different, I hope many people are like this, is that I see things or hear things, and so many times I can feel what they feel. I can feel what, and I'm sure you can, mm-hmm. what that animal feels, what that plant feels, that tree's crying. Or, I mean, when we become more with God, we become more connected to things. I hear the crying. I feel it. Mm-hmm. And how could you not do anything about that? You know, how could you look away? You know, you have to protect. It's our job. It's our duty. And stop this insanity. It is, we are in this insane cycle with psychopaths running the show, and enough is enough.
Yeah, but that's being very empathic, Dr. Carrie. And you know what? That's a gift. That is a gift from God we all have. Most of us have forgotten. You can sit in silence and talk to your body, and your body will, you'll hear an answer. You're not hearing voices. You'll hear it energetically, whatever you will. Really believe that. Or like you said, to be able to feel what others are feeling. And it doesn't have to be through words. Like you said, our nature, our animals, whatever it is, we have so much ability as human beings. And I believe that these demons, if you will, whatever you want to call them, they know that all they have is fear. So if we were able to lose that fear, yeah. they got nothing.
Because then we're not living in their reality anymore. Yeah. We no longer live in their reality. It mm-hmm. automatically goes away. Mm-hmm. It's on that level. And the other thing is they need us to create anything or to destroy yeah. anything, really. So they have to work through us. They have to whisper in our ears, have to manipulate, lie, deceit, all mm-hmm. of this illusion. Remember that it's all a trick. It's all smoke and mirrors. And remember mm-hmm. the only thing that's real is God and an unconditional love, that agape love. That is the only thing that is real. When I've had the most horrific things happen to me, and I can relate when you say paranormal or whatever, mm-hmm. I centered myself, closed my eyes, and prayed. I remember the only thing that is real is love and praying mm-hmm. to God. And that was the, and Yeshua, that was the only thing that got me out.
Absolutely.
Because it is, it's all trying to get to you. This is a mind game on the grandest scale with everybody. Mm-hmm. But if we're with our tribe, it's so much easier. It's a night and day difference. So yeah. that's the biggest message, is physically find your tribe and mm-hmm. spend time with them right now. And that is the most important thing you could do, mm-hmm. and protect the children.
I hope, will you come back sometime? I just loved having you on here and talking with you.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I had to shorten it. I had patients. I had to take care of them. So with some mm-hmm. IVs, same thing. We don't do anything in clinics. We do mm-hmm. in each other's homes, right?
You got to do what you got to do. That comes first. That mm-hmm. comes first. But I would love to have
that way
back.
Too.
I'd love to have you back. I just loved having you on here. I know everybody did. They had so many comments. So where can people find you? I know you're on Twitter. You're with the Five Docs.
At Dr. Made, DrMadej on Twitter. I post the most things on there. Some on Facebook, Carrie Made. Still have Instagram, Phoenix Med DR, FENIXMEDDR. I have carriemade.com. I'm just starting that website, trying awesome. To put protocols and things on there. So that'll grow more. I'll get more information on there.
You know okay? what? Thank you.
And I will get you the protocols and things later. Just remind me in an email.
Thank you. Okay. I will remind right. you. You know what?
Beautiful night.
You too. Right. I send you thanks, so much Marley. Love, so much gratitude. Thank you so much. Marley. We'll be in touch. I know we will.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. So you guys, thank you so much. We went in a little bit different direction tonight, but I wanted to do that because you know what? You could pop in anywhere and hear a lot of the more negative stuff. But if you've ever watched my show, you know, I go more towards the positive, love and light. And I really kind of wanted to go there. I was glad it went in that direction. If you guys ever want to get a hold of me, you can reach out to me on facebook.com/theangelrock. You can find me on Facebook, most social media under The Angel Rock, or even my name, Laura Lee Potvin. I have two groups on Facebook, one called Paranormal University for all things paranormal. And then I have the Angel Rocker Tribe for a lot of things we talked about tonight. I don't tend to really slant towards any religion. And I respect people of all backgrounds, whatever your belief system is, that's cool with me. As long as you're full of love and you treat people with kindness, you're awesome. Anyways, I will see you guys next week. Again, I'm going to give another shout out to Kathy Bilski. She is our fellow light worker on the network on Friday nights with her show at midnight Eastern Standard Time for an hour from Hawaii. She was going to be on today. And when I found out Dr. Made was available, she so kindly switched. If Dr. Made hadn't been able to connect, she was going to fill in. So anyways, she's joining me next week. And let me tell you, we're going to have quite the discussion next week because she's right on the ball with a lot of stuff. And she's got some cool things that she's planning for the future to try and help bring humanity together. I love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging in here with me. Share this with all your friends. And if they can't find the video, just so you know, wherever our previous shows for the whole network, if you haven't watched it live, the archives usually are on YouTube. We're going to see what we can do about that. If we can make it unlisted, and then I'll have the link and I can share it with people. But anywhere like iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Spotify, Podbean, SoundCloud, anything like that, our archives are always up there, the audio, so you can find them. Anyways, you guys, I wish you all a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be. Sending you all so much love and light. We'll see you next Monday. Mwah. Take care.